You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on WITYRadio.com. The following is a presentation of WITY Sports.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show on WITYRadio.com and the WITY app. Visit State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 15 East Liberty Lane or call 217-446-8039. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there.
Well, good evening from Westville High School. Tonight, girls high school basketball action in our OSF Healthcare courtside as the Westville Lady Tigers host the Lady Trojans of Armstrong Potomac. Welcome to State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Coming up, we'll have the Latos Hardware starting lineup, Surfro of Vermilion County schedule scoreboard. Vermilion County Sheriff's Department will bring you the Their DARE program will bring you the national anthem, all leading up to tip off here at the bottom of the hour. Let's get a look at your UHAS Diagnostic Center pregame diagnostic check. Wade Rogers squad for the Armstrong Potomac Trojans comes into this one 13-11, still a pretty young squad here. They were a very young squad last year. Of course, Wade, the former boys coach, taking over in his first year of the girls program. Inherits one senior, McKenna Ackerman. They got one junior, El Jamison. Everybody else is a sophomore or a freshman on the roster, and so he's missing a few tonight. But there again, it's been a young crew, and it's been a crew that's been performing. We've seen a couple of these girls last year as freshmen that are now super sophomores. Bullington, Franson, and Ackerman all getting starting accolades. Ashlyn Ackerman, I should say, to make a differential between her and McKenna. That is in that starting a lineup. And some pieces to build around next year. Be very, very interesting to see where this team can go. Same with Dustin Simpson's squad. They're 5-21, but they are on a two-game winning streak. And they're, again, a very, very young squad. And he, too, has some JV kids next year that are going to be coming up here. Got the one senior, Madison Duke. Then just a smattering of everybody else. Quite a few sophomore, quite a few freshmen. Got the one junior, Gwen Bennett, in there as well. So as far as age-wise and experience-wise, they match up well on the floor. Should be a good one here tonight. We'll see what happens here this evening when the Westville Lady Tigers, Trojans of Armstrong Potomac, Lady Trojans coming up here in our OSF Healthcare courtside this evening. That's a look at your UHAS Diagnostic Center pregame diagnostic check. We'll check back in with them coming up in the second half for adjustments. UHAS Diagnostic Center, exit 210 east of Interstate 74 for your newest NAPA Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. We'll take 1 minute off. We'll be back with a look at those starting lineups here on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new NAPA Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Welcome back to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. You can find Kurt up on Liberty Lane in Danville. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two squads, courtesy of Latos Hardware here in Westville. For all those hard-to-find items, visit Latos Hardware and make sure you say hi to Fifi. Do not deny Fifi a greeting when you go in. For the visiting Armstrong Potomac Trojans, Sophomore guard number 5, Isabel Bullington. The sophomore guard slash forward number 10, Chesney Franzen. Sophomore guard slash forward number 11, Ashlyn Ackerman. a junior forward slash center, number 13, L. Jamison, and a senior guard, number 15, McKenna Ackerman. That's Bullington, Franzen, Ashlyn Ackerman, Jamison, and McKenna Ackerman. For the Westville Lady Tigers, Dustin Simpson will have number 15, a sophomore, Taryn Bolin. Number 20, a freshman, Isabella Dodson. Junior, number 21, Gwen Bennett. Sophomore, number 22, Chloe Cox. And senior, number 32, Madison Duke. That's Bolin, Dodson, Bennett, Cox, and Duke for the Westville Tigers. And this one, that's a look at your Latos Hardware starting lineups here this evening. Light slate of action tonight in girls high school basketball. We've got this one here as we take a look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County schedule. Scoreboard, Surf Pro of Vermilion County and T. McGuire like it never even happened. You've got Salt Fork hosting BHRA this evening. You've got Iroquois West welcoming in Chrisman. Sista Park, Christ Lutheran at Watseka Milford. That's going to be with all the marbles on the line here this evening. Up in Watseka, Hoopston area at Georgetown Ridge Farm, Heritage Academy at Tri-County. That's going to be another good one out of conference, or out of our conference anyway, tonight. St. Joe Ogden hosts Iroquois West. It's Oakwood at Schlarman, Heritage at Tri-County, as I mentioned. Paris at Mount Carmel. The game for Paris tonight versus Centennial has been moved to Thursday, and that will be played at Centennial instead of Paris. So we'll keep an eye on those scores here a little bit throughout this evening, as we don't have really anything on the Indiana side that we've got to focus on, and most of those games will have a JV contest, so we may not get any updates on those here this evening. This one here, the Westville Lady Tigers and the Lady Trojans of Armstrong Potomac. Hawaiian night, if you're a student here at Westville, you're going to get in. You get a 1 point for showing up. You get five if you come in decked out in Hawaiian garb. We've got some blown up palm trees over there, inflatable palm trees. Got some Hawaiian shirts. I see a pink flamingo. So some of these students taking it very seriously. We've got a palm tree fight already. But they want the students come on out and support the Lady Tigers in their attempt to win their third in a row here this evening. We've got tip-off coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, we've got a check-in with your Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program and the National Anthem. That is coming your way next, leading up to tip-off here in your OSF Healthcare courtside, Armstrong Potomac at Westville for girls basketball this evening here on WITYradio.com and the WITY Radio app.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there. Illinois winters can be harsh, and frozen pipes that burst can cause serious damage to your home or business. When disaster strikes, trust ServPro to make it like it never even happened. Their trained professionals with over 30 years of experience are ready to respond 24/7, minimizing damage and ensuring a seamless restoration process. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077 or visit servprovermilioncounty.com.
When you need hardware help, where do you go? Skip the big box store and get expert advice at Latos Hardware. The Latos family has been providing knowledge and service for over 70 years. They can help you find the right part for any project right away, offering window screen repair, cast iron cookware, unique gifts, and those hard-to-find parts. They're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday till 3. Let the experts work for you at Latos Hardware, 147 North State Street in Westville.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside outside of school and extracurricular activities.
The presentation of our national anthem is brought to you by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
WITYradio.com and the WITY app presents high school basketball, featuring area teams from Armstrong Potomac, Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin, Salt Fork, Schlarman, Hoopston area, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Westville, Chrisman, Danville, Iroquois West, Cisna Park, Milford, Watsika, Notre Dame La Salette, St. Joseph Ogden, Heritage, and Paris. OSF Courtside, high school basketball action on WITYradio.com and the WITY Radio app, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Also presented by State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville, UHAS Diagnostics Center, Latos Hardware in Westville, Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount, the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program, Frank's House of Color in Danville, ServPro of Vermilion County, and State Farm agent Ross Webb in Danville. Let's go to the court for action.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
Welcome to Girls High School Basketball on our OSF Healthcare courtside this evening. Chad Baker with you from Westville Senior Night. They're celebrating one senior on the Westville squad. That is Madison Duke. We had a little bit of a run over with our pregame, so that's why it didn't come straight to me. So I had to get all their official items done here. So, but we're ready. They're going to announce the starters here for the crowd, and we'll get underway here with all the festivities. Student crowd on hand over there with the, of course, the Hawaiian theme going on. You can still come in if you've got Hawaiian theme. Even if you're not a student, if you got some Hawaiian stuff, I'm sure we'll want you to come in for this. The Trojans wearing purple jerseys, purple shorts. White is the secondary color with the letters and numbers. They have black as the tertiary color. For the Lady Tigers of Westville, they have white jerseys and shorts. Orange is the secondary color with numbers and letters, and black the tertiary color with the other trim. We will be at Armstrong tomorrow night, Armstrong High School, for boys high school basketball as they welcome in the Cardinals of Chrisman for high school action. And that will be tomorrow evening on WITYradio.com and the WITY app. They will have a JV contest for that. So we'll be on after the JV contest concludes. And then we've got regional action next week. We'll have that put up online tomorrow. We anticipate giving you some postseason action from girls regionals next week. And then boys regionals the following week. And then we'll see where we're at as the basketball season winding down here for 25-26. We're ready for action here at center court for Armstrong Potomac is Ashlyn Ackerman. She awaits. That is going to be Taryn Boland going off at center court for the tip-off here. Ready to get underway. Girls High School basketball, Westville, Armstrong Potomac. Now on WITYradio.com, tip in favor of Armstrong Potomac getting it underway here. This is McKenna Ackerman now into underneath to Chizzy Franzen, back out to Bullington. Around the outside, it's McKenna Ackerman inside to Franzen. Franzen has to rip it away, but a jump ball, and that will favor the hometown Westville Tigers as number 22, Chloe Cox, is able to grasp a hold of that. Full court press by Armstrong Potomac on Westville's first possession here. Half minute off the clock, no score. Just the one jump ball, and now the turnover, and we see another jump ball. That one's going to favor Armstrong as Taryn Boland and Ashlyn Ackerman tying up there. Ashlyn will inbound it. She gets it into McKenna, brings it across center court. McKenna, the lone senior for Armstrong Potomac, gets it to Bullington. Bullington for three, bounces no good. Losing it out of bounds, last touched by the shooter, it will be Westville on the inbound. Westville looking for their third win in a row. They knocked off Schlarman and Chrisman in back-to-back games last week. Armstrong Potomac looking to further solidify their season here, get a 14th victory here tonight if they can. Here is Chloe Cox, and she's going to get wrapped up. Loses the ball, and that's going to be in the hands of Boland. Boland, and got shifting the other direction here. That's going to be a foul on. Nope, timeout. It was a timeout called on the floor. 6:51 here in the first quarter, first period. No score, timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds on WITYradio.com and the WITY radio app. Presented by OSF Healthcare.
Your home project list is growing. And where are you going to go? To the big box store?
Where are all the carts?
You need a buggy?
No. Since 1972, Frank's House of Color has been Danville's home for PPG paints and a wide array of flooring options. A full line of Pittsburgh, Benjamin Moore, Weather King self-priming, and don't forget flooring options like Casabella and Paramount Luxury Vinyl Tile. Don't get caught on the way out of the door.
Sir, I need to see your receipt.
Visit Frank's House of Colors across from the riverfront at 219 West Main in Danville.
Coming out of the timeout, the inbounds, the put up, and the foul. Gwen Bennett gets the bucket. She gets the and one coming up courtesy of L. Jamison, her first foul, first team foul of the contest. Bennett gets the old-fashioned three-point play, and it's 3-0 Westville. 6:45 left to go, opening period. McKenna Ackerman to her right. Gets it over to Ashlyn Ackerman. a baseline, and she's going to get called for a travel, scooting that hind leg, hind foot across. Inbound to Bennett. Bennett's going to get called for a travel there. That's going to send it the other direction. So an inbound in front of the Wiley Westville student section. Complete with attire best suited for 80-degree weather. We can hope for a bit. We're going to get a little warmer weather this week. We'll find out. Three on the way. No good. Off the fingertips of Bullington. McKenna Ackerman, and she sails that pass intended for Madison Sapp into, or excuse me, for L. Jamison into the Westville bench. So inbound for Westville, up 3-0. This is Ella Dodson. She loses it and then tips it away out of the hands of Bullington. Good bulk of this game so far has been played between the circles on each side of the floor here, middle part of the floor. Is that one lost? And then regained by Westville. The put-up no good by Bella Dodson. Rebound by Armstrong Potomac back the other direction. 5:45 left to go in the first period, and that one temporarily lost by Armstrong. It's 3-0 Westville in the lead. Inside, bow back out. Long two on the way. Got too much iron. All the kids are getting it nowadays. The rebound underneath the put-up is no good, but a foul on Gwen Bennett, or courtesy of Gwen Bennett, on Chesney Franz, and Chesney's going to the line to shoot two. First shot is up. It is good. Takes the round number out of the column for Armstrong. Turnbullen will have a seat into the contest for Westville as Franzen makes 2 of 2. Is McKenzie Russell. It's 3-2 Westville, 5.5 left to go, opening period. Chloe Cox back out, no, taken away by Isabel Bullington. Back the other direction here. Here is Ashlyn Ackerman over to Bullington. Bullington. Down to McKenna. McKenna for three. Drains it. Water out of the tub. It's a 5-3 Armstrong Potomac lead. Up the court, breaking the full court press. Short shot does not fall for Chloe Cox. Back the other direction. McKenna into the corner here for L. Jamison. Now back to McKenna Ackerman. Bullington back to McKenna. Inside, Franzen back out. Long two on the way. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. Won by Gwen Bennett on the loose ball. Bennett needs the ball. Bennett from the charity stripe, blocked. And then on the pass, stripped from Dodson, and that one knocked away out of bounds at the other end. So it'll be an inbound for Westville. Madison Shockwell coming into the contest. Stockwell, excuse me, not Shock. Try to write a little better, Chad. Coming in for Bullington for Armstrong Potomac. Three on the way, overshot by Gwen Bennett. That one goes out of bounds. Last touch by Westville. 4:11 left to go. Opening frame, 5-3 Armstrong in the lead. They have a 5-0 run after the old-fashioned three-point play by Gwen Bennett to open the frame for Westville. That defensive battle, a little messy on the offensive side for these teams, but the defenses have been there to capitalize. Three on the way is good from Ashlyn Ackerman. And that extends it to an 8-0 run for Armstrong Potomac. 8-3, courtesy of the Trojans. Jump ball. And it will be Westville on the possession arrow. It'll be Madison Duke inbounding it. Here's Bennett. goes to her left. Gets it to Russell. Now Russell in no man's land there against the defense. Lost out of bounds, slapped away by Armstrong Potomac. It'll be an inbound for Westville at the 3:28 mark. Duke will inbound it. Gets it into Bennett. Bennett walks it back to the volleyball line. Top of the arc, feeds Chloe Cox. Now over to the right side. Three on the way off the side of the iron. No good by Duke. Rebound underneath by Westville. On the outside, Bennett for three. Off the back iron, no good. McKenna Ackerman chases down the rebound back the other direction. 3 minutes left to go, opening period. 8-3 Armstrong Potomac. Into the corner. This is 11 Ashlyn Ackerman. Now McKenna and then to Jamison. Inside Franzen. Now three on the way. Off the iron, no good by Stockwell. Jamison going to get called for the travel, trying to maintain control before almost lost it out of bounds, but took the step. She's going to get called for the travel. She's going to hear it from men wearing flowers. Some nice floral designs, though, may I add. The pink flamingo really sets it off in the student section there. 8-3, 2:30 left. Armstrong Potomac in control here. In the three now. All the way over to the left side. Three on the way is too long for Cox. Chloe Cox has had some nice looks on the outside. Just hasn't had anything fall for her this evening. Here's McKenna. Long two on the way is going to fall short. Saved from going out of bounds, but into the hands of Westville as Stockwell made a great, great effort there. Keep it from an inbounds. Here's Bennett. She's going to get stuffed, and they're going to call jump ball on that. Coming in for Westville is going to be Sapp and Bolin. Bennett's going to have a seat, as is Cox. We got an official's timeout to clarify. And so they're talking about the possession arrow for the jump ball. So make sure everybody gets on the same page here. It's the possession arrow for the jump ball here. It's going to be Armstrong Potomac winning the possession arrow off that last jump ball. I'm glad we got that cleared up. 8-3 Armstrong Potomac, buck 45 left here. McKenna Ackerman over. Three on the way is off the side of the iron by Stockwell. Rebound underneath by Taryn Bolin. Kenzie Russell goes to her right. Now is going to get caught up in a double team. She clears it. Back out. Turnaround put up is good from Bolin. That ends the 8-0 run for Armstrong. Franzen. Sends her pass sailing into the crowd. Timeout. Wade Rogers and the Armstrong Potomac Lady Trojans up by a count of 8-5 with 1:16 left to go. Opening frame. You're listening to OSF Healthcare Courtside Girls Basketball Action. Courtesy of OSF Healthcare and the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
8-5, Armstrong Potomac in the lead coming out of the timeout. 65 seconds left here. Westville clears it, and it's Bolin going to get called for a travel there in the paint. Inside, the other direction here. Maybe a corner. That is Bullington. Draws McKenna Ackerman back to the volleyball line. Failed attempt at the bucket there. Rebound by Westville. Thought he called timeout. It's going to be an official on the inbound here. Missed Hurd there. So it will just be a inbound play here. And a jump ball. Again, we've seen a few of those here tonight. 17.6 seconds left. Westville on the inbound. Gets it into Gwen Bennett. Russell worked the other direction. Almost had her pocket picked. She's got to get it away. And that one tipped away by McKenna Ackerman into assistant coach Kyla Bullington, who wasn't playing herself that long ago, just a few years. How quickly we turn it around. Here's Russell inside. Turnaround put up by Mullen is good. As time expires here in the first frame, and Westville comes back within one. It's 8-7. Armstrong Potomac, 60 seconds off, back with second period action on WITYradio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy, too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
It's an 8-7 lead for Armstrong Potomac as we enter second period play here at Westville. And it's a mini 4-0 run for Westville after an 8-0 run capped off for Armstrong Potomac. And AP gets the first possession here. Back around. Three on the way is too much iron from Ashlyn Ackerman. Bodies flying everywhere for the ball. Gwen Bennett gains control. Euro step put up at the other end. No dice, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. I believe that's going to be Fran. No, it's going to be not Franzen, but Ackerman. Ashlyn Ackerman with the foul. Just the second of the contest for Armstrong Potomac. First of the period. First shot is up. It is good. Gwen Bennett's 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. And we have a tie ball game at 8. Westville looking to retake the lead. Bennett's second shot is up. She does just that. 3-for-3, and it's a 9-8 Westville advantage. McKenna Ackerman will go left now right. Works it over to Ashlyn Ackerman. Now Franzen. Bullington had her hand on it, but Kenna Ackerman chases it down. Now Bullington for three. Off the back iron, no good. Last touch as it goes out of bounds by Westville as Madison Sapp attempted to chase it down. Inbounds now into the corner for Franzen. Franzen goes baseline, back out. Three on the way is good for Ashlyn Ackerman, her second tray of the contest, and it's 11-9, 1 minute in. as Armstrong Potomac retakes the lead. That one knocked away from Russell into the hands of Franz and back the other direction on the break here. It's Ashlyn Ackerman inside Franz and turn around now back out to Bullington in the right corner, top of the arc for Ashlyn and in and out, no good. Rebound by Sapp. 6.5 left to go until half. It's 11-9, Armstrong Potomac. And that one bumped by McKenna Ackerman. It will be an inbound for Westville. Squin Bennett had control. Then it was a reach in by McKenna Ackerman to knock it out at the other end. There's Chloe Cox now to Duke Bennett. Bennett thought three. She started the feet before the dribble. And it's going to send it back the other direction here for Armstrong Potomac. McKenna Ackerman goes to her left. Here is Jamison now to back to McKenna. Inside Franz and now in the corner for Bullington. Bullington for three. Bullington drops the tray, drinks everywhere. Third, fourth three-pointer of the contest for Armstrong Potomac. They built back up a five-point lead. 14-9, knocked away at the other end by Isabel Bullington. It'll be an inbound for Gwen Bennett. Here's Cox. Cox back over to Dodson. Dodson getting to go baseline, lost it out of bounds. McKenna Ackerman brings it across. Trying to get it inside to Franz and knocked away and eventually taken away by Westville. Here's Dodson over to Mullen. Bennett. Thought about the long three, decided the better of it. And a foul going to be charged to number 15, McKenna Ackerman. Second team foul. It's third foul overall for Armstrong Potomac. 14-9. Lady Trojans in the lead. Inbound. Madison Duke gets it. Two attempts to three. It goes out of bounds as it falls short. Back and forth battle. Each team has had the lead on two occasions. Currently in possession of Armstrong Potomac and another steal for Westville. Here's Bennett out. Duke for three. Duke drills the three. She's got oil. And it's back to a one possession game. Ending a 6-0 run for Armstrong Potomac. Foul going the other direction. This one going to be a foul on Dodson. That's the second team foul, first of the period. Franz an inbound it. She gets it into McKenna Ackerman. 4:45 left to go. It's a two-point lead for Armstrong Potomac. Into the corner for Bullington. Bullington back out to McKenna Ackerman. She'll walk it across the volleyball line inside Franz and turn around from the free throw line. Put up no good. Rebound by Gwen Bennett. Back the other direction. Bennett drawing the double team there. Gets it away to Cox. Now to number 20. That's Dodson. Dodson put up at the baseline. No good. In the corner for Bullington. Back the other direction. Three coming up on from Ashlyn Ackerman. Falls short. Loose ball rebound by Chloe Cox for Westville. Chloe brings it up the floor and then has it tipped away from her. We've got a jump ball. Possession arrow favors Westville. Madison Stockwell comes in. Out goes L. Jamison for a breather. Duke to inbound, 3:52. Left to go, her Westville Tigers down by two. A little elbow there. That's going to be on McKenna Ackerman. That's her second. Team's third of the second period. Duke to inbound. Jameson going to come back in, and McKenna Ackerman will have a seat. There's Gwen Bennett. Over to Duke, now to Bennett. Bennett feeds Duke. Now back to Bennett on the right wing. Bennett dribbles, puts it up, no good. Rebound by Franzen on the loose ball. Bopped around just a bit. 3.5 left to go until half. Three on the way. It's going to fall short from Stockwell. We got a jump ball underneath. Russell will come back in for Westville. Boland will have a seat. Franzen inbound for Armstrong Potomac. Her team up by two. 14-12. Inbound, turnaround, put up. No good by Ashlyn Ackerman. Foul on the play. She'll go to the line. That's going to be courtesy of Gwen Bennett, her second of the evening. So Ashlyn to the line. She leads all scorers with 6 points, both pair of threes. That one off the front of the rim, no good. Second shot. Ashlyn is going to go up. No good. Bounce around a few times. 0 for 2 that trip. It's going to go the other direction here off the rebound. Westville on the inbound. It's full court press once again from Armstrong. Trio of Bennett, Dodson, and Duke get through it. Cardinal sin of a foul in three-point range committed by Stockwell, her first. That's going to put Madison Duke at the line to shoot three. First shot is up. It's good. Cheerleading section also wearing Hawaiian apparel this evening for Westville. That one misses. She'll get one more. Got various Lays and Hawaiian shirts, a few shorts, and even some grass skirts out there. It's a good mix. 1 for 3 that trip for Duke. 14-13. Armstrong Potomac, 3 minutes left to go until half, where we'll have the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler halftime show awaiting us. Into the corner, the three on the way, off the back iron, no good. Off the fingertips of El Jamison. Quinn Bennett works it up the floor. Now back out, Duke on the way for three, off the front iron, no good. Bullington comes up with the rebound. Isabel gets it over to Stockwell. Stockwell in the corner for Franzen. Franzen for three. Franzen. The world is yours. She has 5. And it's back to a 4-point lead for Armstrong Potomac. Bennett lays it up at the other end. No, falls short. Does not get the shooter's touch. Had a nice look. We got travel for L. Jamison there. And on the basketball, courtesy of the defender there. It'll be coming in, Madison Sapp, as Bennett will have a seat. So it'll be Russell bringing it up now. Dodson trying to work through the full court press, blocked by Bullington on a pass up court. Stockwell now stolen away by Cox. I'm going to say she had stepped out of bounds, so it will be an inbound for Armstrong Potomac their end. Franzen will inbound it here at the 152 mark. Gets it in to Bullington. Now Franzen, three on the way, is good. Franzen now all of a sudden has worked her way into the team lead for scoring, now with 8 points. It's the 6th three-pointer this evening for Armstrong Potomac. They don't have any regular field goals. It's 6 3-pointers and 2 free throws. It's 20-13. Tell Jamison on the loose ball rebound. Going back. Three on the way again for Ashlyn Ackerman, and it goes in, out, and in again. Ashlyn now retakes the team lead. She's got nine. And it's a 9-point run, 9-0 run for Armstrong Potomac after Westville got back within 1 point. Out comes Chloe Cox back into the contest comes Gwen Bennett. Here's Bullington. 1 minute left till half. In it all, Bullington. Jamison put up on the baseline, no good. Second effort from Bullington. And no, it's Franzen. Franzen gets the first field goal of the game inside the final minute in the second period. 25-13. And lost and fouled. So going to the line will be Russell. Foul courtesy of Hell Jamison, her second foul. First shot is up, it's good. That will end an 11-0 run for Armstrong Potomac. Gwen Bennett will have a seat. Russell goes 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. 25-15, half a minute left here. Bill Bullington, Stockwell now. Ashlyn Ackerman, turnaround, put up, no good. Rebound underneath by Duke, fights for it. Dodson brings it up the floor. Feeds it to Russell, Russell. Now back over to Duke. Duke, top of the arc for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Franzen. 7 seconds left, she gets across the timeline. And she collides, and it's gonna be a charge. No, check it. It's going to be a foul on Russell. She wasn't set. Timeout on the floor. 3.3 seconds left. Armstrong Potomac by 10. We'll find out what play they draw up in 30 seconds on WITYradio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
25-15. Armstrong Potomac in the lead. And we'll have an inbounds with 3.3 seconds left. As the Lady Trojans looking for more points before heading into the locker room. It'll be Franzen inbounding. Got to take a moment to tuck in her shirt. She's good to go. Franzen inbound, gets it into Bullington. Wide open for three, and it's going to fall short. Franzen trying to make something happen off of the loose ball rebound, but it will not go. So we go to the locker room with a 10-point lead for Armstrong Potomac. We've got your country financial agent, Dustin Ehler, halftime show coming up. A look at the Frank's House of Color, painting the floor point totals. Check in with our Surf Pro Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule. That's coming up as well as your UHAS Diagnostic Center second half adjustments. All on the way with a 25-15 lead for Armstrong Potomac in your OSF Healthcare courtside girls basketball action on WITYradio.com and the WITY Radio app, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Your home project list is growing. And where are you going to go? To the big box store?
Where are all the carts?
You need a buggy?
No. Since 1972, Frank's House of Color has been Danville's home for PPG paints and a wide array of flooring options. A full line of Pittsburgh, Benjamin Moore, Weather King self-priming, and don't forget flooring options like Casabella and Paramount luxury vinyl tile. Don't get caught on the way out of the door.
Sir, I need to see your receipt.
Visit Frank's House of Colors across from the riverfront at 219 West Main in Danville.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
Welcome to the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler Halftime Show. Let Dustin help you plan your financial future by calling him at 217-733-2154.
Back in the half here at Westville on Hawaiian night. It's senior night as well for the Westville Lady Tigers. Madison Duke has put up 4 points in her senior night effort, but her team's down by a count of 25-15. Welcome to Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler Halftime Show. You can find Dustin in Fairmount for all your insurance needs. And he can help you out and get things bundled how you need to. We've got periods of 7 and 8 for the 15 that Westville has. They're led in scoring by Gwen Bennett. She's got 5. She's 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. Madison Duke with 4 points. She's got a 3-pointer and is 1 for 3 from the line. And Taryn Boland has got 4 points. Mackenzie Russell off the bench, 2 points, both off of free throws. For the Armstrong Potomac Trojans, periods of 8 and 17 for their 25. 10 points from Chesney Franzen. A pair of 3-pointers, also 2 for 2 from the line. Ashlyn Ackerman has added 9 points, all three three-pointers. She's 0 for 2 from the line. 3-pointer from Isabel Bullington, 3-pointer from McKenna Ackerman to round out the scoring there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 3-pointers on the evening so far for Armstrong Potomac and 1 for Westville. So that's where we're at. Armstrong Potomac had an 8-0 run to put it at 8-3. Armstrong. Westville would come back with a 6-0 run of their own, take the lead. Then Armstrong Potomac responded with another 6-0 run. Then Armstrong would come close to ending the period with an 11-0 run that was broken up by a one last free throw there, courtesy of the pair of free throws by Mackenzie Russell to send it to the locker room at that 10-point advantage for Armstrong Potomac. That's where we set, 25-15 Armstrong Potomac. Take a few moments off. We'll be back with a look at your Surf Pro Vermilion County schedule scoreboard coming up. Also, your UOS Diagnostic second half adjustments. That's been your Frank's House of Color, painting the floor. You can paint the floor or the walls or whatever with paint from Frank's House of Colors. Find them just across from the riverfront in Danville. We'll check back in with them coming up in our postgame show tonight. 25-15 Armstrong Potomac at the half. Back in a moment on your Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler Halftime Show, WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
When you need hardware help, where do you go? Skip the big box store and get expert advice at Latos Hardware. The Latos family has been providing knowledge and service for over 70 years. They can help you find the right part for any project right away, offering window screen repair, cast iron cookware, unique gifts, and those hard-to-find parts. They're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday till 3. Let the experts work for you at Latos Hardware, 147 North State Street in Westville.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Back here at the half, Touch Financial agent Dustin Ehler halftime show. It's a 25-15 lead for Armstrong Potomac. Let's take a look at your Surf Pro of Vermillion County scoreboard schedule. We have one boys game tonight, and I think I got this messed up earlier. Iroquois West hosting Chrisman tonight. That's a makeup game. Iroquois West girls are at St. Joe Ogden tonight for girls. That's the clarification I need to make from earlier. Also, BHRA at Salt Fork. You have Sister Park Christ Lutheran at Watseka. Milford, Hoopston area at Georgetown Ridge Farm. Oakwood at Schlarman. Heritage at Tri-County. Paris at Mount Carmel. The Paris's originally scheduled game with Centennial moved to Thursday, where they will be at Centennial instead of at Paris. That's a look at your Surf Pro of Vermillion County schedule scoreboard. Team McGuire teaming up there with Surf Pro to make sure like it never even happened. If you have a mess that you need cleaned up, make sure you get a hold of Surf Pro in Vermillion County. Let's take a look at your UHAS Diagnostic Center second half adjustments. If you're the Westville Tigers, you're wanting to shut down that shot from the outside. Six three-pointers have built this lead for Armstrong Potomac. And right now it's Franzen now showing that she can get shots inside and out. Ackerman's got the, Ashlyn Ackerman's been, for the most part, pretty much contained to the outside. But you're going to be looking at trying to contain those two in the second half. If you're Armstrong Potomac, you want to keep Westville away from that charity stripe. They've got six of eight made tonight. And so that would only anticipate to continue to do well for them here as the evening goes on. Westville lurking in there, and they want to make it interesting here on senior night for their own Madison Duke to go away a winner and looking for their third victory in a row. Right now, they're down by a count of 25-15. That does it for our Country Financial agent, Dustin Ehler, halftime show, and our UHAS Diagnostic Center second half adjustments. Find UHAS Diagnostic Center, exit 210, just east of I-74 on the Henning four-way frontage road for your newest Napa heavy-duty truck care center. Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler can be found in Fairmount. Get a hold of him today there on the north side. We've got third period action coming up next. WITYradio.com and the WITY radio app.
This has been the Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler halftime show. Reach Dustin at 217-733-2154. Third quarter is coming your way next on WITY.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
How do you define strength? Is it physical? Hot! Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Illinois High School Association and the Illinois Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
Underway here in period number three. Westville has first possession. It's Dodson now, puts it up, falls short. Rebound chased down by McKenna Ackerman. Back the other direction. The Lady Trojans up by 10, 25-15. Travel courtesy of L. Jamison. Westville brings it back the other direction here. This is Gwen Bennett. Bounce pass up to Dodson. Now across to Clock. Cox can't save from going out of bounds, but Duke does. Cox recovers, works through heavy traffic. Now Bennett through the lane to put up. Too high off the glass. Rebound by L. Jamison. Ken Ackerman goes to her right. This is Bullington. Bullington back between the circles for Ackerman. Three on the way on the left side. No good for Jamison. Loose ball, rebound, lost out of bounds. Last touch by Armstrong Potomac. No points here in the opening minute 10 of period number three. Still 10-point lead for Armstrong Potomac. Here's Bennett. And it goes to her left to Duke. Duke back to Bennett between the circles. Now to Duke in the left corner for three. Off the side of the iron, no good. Bennett finds, battles for the rebound. Second effort, no good. She'll draw the foul. She'll go to the line. And that's going to be on Franzen. Franzen's first foul of the contest. Get you a foul reset here, Bennett. For Westville with two, Dodson and Russell each with one. First shot coming up for Gwen Bennett is good. For Armstrong Potomac, McKenna Ackerman, L. Jamison each with two, Ashlyn Ackerman, Chesney Franzen, and Madison Stockwell each with one. That's your foul reset. Gwen Bennett, 4-for-4 from the line. This one is good as well. Make it 5-for-5. And it's 25-17, 6.5 left to go in the third. McKenna Ackerman goes to her right. Bullington had a little trouble reeling that in. Now inside in the middle, and we've got a jump ball as Ashlyn Ackerman and Gwen Bennett battle for it. Possession arrow will favor Armstrong Potomac. They'll inbound at their end of the floor. Franzen inbound. Gets it in to Ashlyn Ackerman. Back to Franzen. Now top of the arc for three. Off the side of the iron. No good for Jamison. Cox battled for the rebound there. Quickly up the floor. Here's Dodson. Dodson long two on the way. No good. And Franzen grabs the rebound back the other direction. Up the court. Three on the way for Bullington. In and out. No good. Second effort put up in the paint. No good by Ashlyn Ackerman. Bennett. Bennett comes up with the rebound. Works her way through heavy traffic there, and now the ball just being slapped around everywhere out there, and finally a foul in all the mayhem. That is going to be on number 15. That is McKenna Ackerman, and that's going to be her third foul. She'll come out for a breather. Stockwell back in for the Trojans. Nearing the 5.5 mark of the third, it's a 25-17 lead for the Trojans. Knocked away, Bennett gets it up to Dodson. A little aggressive with the pass. Now back to Bennett underneath. That is Bolin, can't control it on the baseline. Franzen back the other direction here, feeds Bullington in the corner. Bullington gets it away before as she tripped. Stockwell inside to Franzen, now knocked back to Stockwell. Stockwell to her right. Three on the way for Ashlyn Ackerman's going to fall short. Battle underneath for the rebound. Foul's going to be called. Check that. No, they're going to say it was a procedural call there. Got Gwen Bennett. She's going to go to the ground. losing the ball. Back at the other end, a little Euro step action. They're going to wave that up and call her for a travel. There's a little too much foot action out there for Ashlyn Ackerman going to the basket. The official had to think about it there for a moment, but he had a better look at it from that angle and decided she drug her foot just too much there. Here's Dodson over to Bennett. Bennett for three is good. Quinn Bennett makes it a 5-point game. Bennett now with 10. Here's Stockwell over to Bullington in the corner. Franzen now inside. Ashlyn Ackerman back to Franzen on the right. Arc, no good. And that one's going to bounce out of bounds. Molin's going to come out. Mackenzie Russell back in for Westville. Russell move to front center. Cox over to Bennett on the volleyball line. Back to Cox. Cox walks it back over to Bennett. Bennett goes baseline, put up, no good. Foul underneath. That's going to be on Franzen. Franzen's second foul of the contest. Into the line goes Gwen Bennett, which is the one person that the Trojans don't want at the line. She's 5 for 5 this evening. Make it 6 for 6. Gwen's second shot on the way. That's good as well. She is 7 for 7 from the charity stripe this evening, and it's a one-possession game. In the corner for Franzen. Top of the arc for three for Stockwell. Off the side of the iron, no good. Second effort for Ashlyn Ackerman is good, and that there ends the 9-0 run for Westville. Here's Bennett. Goes to her right, feeds Dodson on the long two. Excuse me, yeah, that's Dodson. Her first points of the evening. Back to one possession game, 27-24. Inside a three. Here's L. Jamison. Now inside, now back out. Added around Bullington and a miscued toss. Jamison saves from going out of bounds, but then we have a jump ball between Stockwell and Russell, and that's going to be sending it to Westville's direction here. 3-point lead for Armstrong Potomac. Westville has crawled back into this one after being down by 12. That was the biggest difference in the game. Bennett battles for a hard two underneath. Can't get the bucket to fall. Timeout on the floor. Wade Rogers and Armstrong Potomac with a 27-24 lead at 2:23 left in the third. OSF Healthcare courtside, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
27-24, Armstrong Potomac leads. We got boys basketball coming up tomorrow night. Armstrong Potomac will be the host team for that game against Chrisman tomorrow night. We will be on with Pre-game 10 minutes before tip-off. Tip-off 15 after the conclusion of the JV contest tomorrow on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app. They'll start first contest at 5:30, I believe. Here's L. Jameson. Her shot falls short. She grabs her own rebound back out. Bullington for three off the off center. And battle for rebound underneath. And it's in a jump ball. Jump ball possession arrow favors Armstrong Potomac. Bowling comes in as Dodson will have a seat. Inbound to Ashlyn Ackerman. She's going to get called. No, they're going to do another jump ball. And this one's going to favor Westville. Been a lot of jump balls in this game. Very aware defensive players in this contest. It definitely has been a defensive battle here this evening. Defenses really put the offenses out of their element. That shot from outside has been there, though, for Armstrong Potomac. And it's been good night from the free throw line for Westville here. It's kept it close. Put up underneath through heavy traffic is Ashlyn Ackerman. She has 13 of her team's 29 points. It's 29-24, buck and a half left to go in the third. Here's Russell over to Bennett. Bennett feeds Duke in the corner. Now to Cox. Cox. And she's going to get called for the travel. Sapp's going to come in. Bennett will have a breather on the bench. 29-24, final 75 seconds here. Stockwell over to Bullington, back to Franzen. Now Bullington for three is good. She has six. And that lead's starting to build back up for Armstrong Potomac. A mini 5-0 run here after Westville got back within three. Here's Russell. And she's going to get called for travel for dragging the back foot. Stockwell goes to her right. Franzen goes baseline. Now back out Bullington. Bullington to Stockwell. Jameson goes baseline. Put up. Hits the side of the backboard. Now back out Bullington over to Franzen. Franzen long two on the way is good. Franzen with 12. Back up to a 10-point lead for Armstrong Potomac. Kind of a hook shot, long two for Russell, no good. For final 15 seconds, Bullington over to inside, knocked away. Foul on the play is courtesy of number 15. That's going to be Bolin. That's her first foul. Inbound to Ackerman. Bullington gets stuffed at the line, or excuse me, that's Jameson to get stuffed at the line. This one's going to be on Chloe Cox, her first foul. That's going to put L. Jameson at the line. Shoot two with 2.5 seconds left on the clock. First shot does not fall. Well, looking for her first points of the evening. Only starter not to score. And now that's not a problem either because she goes 1-for-2 from the line. They're going to call Russell for a travel trying to get that up court. So 1 second left. 11-point lead for Armstrong Potomac. Franzen to inbound on her end of the court. Gets it in off the inbounds. The put-up is good. The bucket from Ashlyn Ackerman makes it a 13-point lead, the biggest lead of the contest. We will take a timeout. Be back in 1 minute for fourth period action from Westville and your OSF Healthcare courtside. Girls basketball. Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
Start of fourth period action here at Westville. A 13-point lead for Armstrong Potomac. Building it back up. They're on a 10-0 run. Three on the way. Falls short for Isabella Bullington. Attempt to save it going out of bounds. Is failed by L. Jamison. That is their fourth run of the evening that was at least 6 points. Armstrong's. It's been a streaky game. Chloe Cox can't save it from going out of bounds or going into the front, yeah, backcourt there. So Armstrong Potomac on the inbounds here, looking to expand that lead more. Westville had gotten it back within three, and then it's been a 10-0 run for Armstrong to build their biggest lead of the evening at 13. Turnaround put up is good. Make it a 15-point lead. Thanks to Ashlyn Ackerman. She has 17. There's Bennett, top of the arc. Decides to go back out. Now three on the way is no good from Sapp. Franzen with the rebound. She'll go to her left. That's Stockwell. Bullington back to Franzen on the right wing. Dishing it around. Stockwell has to chase it down. Jamison back to Stockwell. Here's Bullington, knocked away by Cox, and then Bullington catches up to her and slaps it out of bounds at the other end. McKenna Ackerman comes back in with her three fouls. Stockwell have a seat. Cox has a seat as Dodson comes back in for Westville. Bennett inbound for the Westville Tigers. Gets it in. Duke top of the arc for three. He's going to fall short. Dodson saves it from going out of bounds. Franzen right there to be the recipient of that pass. Now in the corner, Bullington for three. Sets off the side of the iron. No good. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be last touched by Armstrong Potomac. 39-24, 6:27 left in regulation. Duke to inbound it. Bennett to bring it up the floor. And it goes to her right, on the corner for Dodson. Here's Sapp over to Duke, now to Dodson again at the volleyball line, back to Sapp. Sapp fought three, now pulled back. Duke over to Dodson on the left side. Gwen Bennett takes the long three on the way, off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Franzen rips it away from Bolin. Franzen feeds Jamison underneath. Jamison put up is good. 41-24. Continuing a big run here for Armstrong Potomac at 14-0. Inside here's Duke back out to Dodson. Here's Sapp. Sapp takes it to the basket. And she's going to go to the line to shoot two. That's going to be on Ashlyn Ackerman, her first foul of the year, second foul of the evening, excuse me. McKenna Ackerman with three. L. Jameson, Ashlyn Ackerman, Chesney Franzen, each with two. Madison Stockwell with one. Sapp's first shot is no good. For Westville, Gwen Bennett with two. Cox, Dodson, Boland, and Russell each with one foul. Boland comes out. And Bennett back in for the Westville Tigers. Makes that one. One for two, that trip is Sapp. And that ends the 14-0 run for Armstrong Potomac. That one off the back of the iron, no good. Foul on the play. That's going to be on Ashlyn Ackerman. That's going to be her third. So each of the Ackermans now with three fouls. We'll see Stockwell work her way back in here in a few moments. Here's Sapp over to Bennett. Bennett has to chase it down, got off of her, got away from her. Bennett from 3 feet away, it's good. 41-27, 4:45 left to go in regulation. Turnaround put up in the paint, no good. Rebound by Bennett. So Westville's turn to make a streak happen. That's slapped away by McKenna Ackerman. Stockwell comes in. Ashlyn Ackerman will have a seat. Duke to inbound for Westville in front of the student section. It'll be Bennett to her right for Sapp. Sapp back over to Duke. On the left side for Russell. Baseline. Now she's gets it away to Bennett. Duke sets for three. That's going to fall short. As Dodson saves it going out of bounds, we've got a jump ball, but timeout called by Dustin Simpson before it happens. 4:10 left in regulation, 41-27. Armstrong Potomac in lead. Back with more of your OSF Healthcare courtside in a moment on WITYradio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Illinois winters can be harsh, and frozen pipes that burst can cause serious damage to your home or business. When disaster strikes, trust ServPro to make it like it never even happened. Their trained professionals with over 30 years of experience are ready to respond 24/7, minimizing damage and ensuring a seamless restoration process. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077 or visit ServProVermillionCounty.com.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
Back here for OSF Healthcare courtside, a 41-27 lead for the Armstrong Potomac Lady Trojans, looking for their 14th win of the year. Westville looking to crawl back into this one. They're on a mini 3-0 run. Can they climb the mountain again here? They've drawn it back within a single possession on two different occasions since their last lead, which was at 9-8. Put up off the inbound, no good, in and out by Dodson. And then we've got jump ball underneath. That's going to be favoring Westville. So Bennett will inbound it at the 4:04 mark. Here's Russell on the right wing into the corner. Bennett for three. In and out, no good. Dodson chases it down. Now Bennett. Long three. They cool off of her. And three on the way is good. Bounces around a few times, but she got it. And it's now an 11-point lead for Armstrong Potomac. Don't go anywhere. 3:40 left to go. 6-0 run for Westville. Here's Bullington. Back to McKenna Ackerman, top of the arc. Now here's Elle Jameson. She'll go to the baseline. I'll come back out. Timeout, Wade Rogers and AP. 30 seconds off. Back with more OSF Healthcare courtside girls basketball action on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Only 0.5% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college.
but all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up, lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Illinois High School Association and the Illinois Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
3:25 left to go in regulation. This one's not got a lot of basketball left in it. It really does. 41-30. 3:25 left to go. Westville on a 6-0 run. Inching their way back into this. It'll be Armstrong Potomac on the inbound. Franzen at her end of the floor gets it in to Bullington. Now into the corner for three. Overshot it. Kenna Ackerman gets the rebound. Back to Bullington. Gonna let Westville come to her. Now McKenna Ackerman. Drawing Ashlyn Ackerman to the outside now. Ashlyn back out to McKenna, over to Bullington. Bullington for three. Too much iron. Ashlyn Ackerman, second effort, no good. Ashlyn Ackerman, third effort is good. 6-0 run ends there. Courtesy of Ashlyn Ackerman getting another bucket. She's got 19 on the evening. 43-30. Here's Bennett, left wing. A little push there by Bullington. That's Bullington's first foul of the evening. It is the third team foul for AP here, and Westville does not have one yet, so they're. That could play pivotal here down the stretch. Here's Bowling. Now to Bennett. Bennett's going to take the three over the taller Ackerman on the floor, which is Ashlyn. That one overshot. Armstrong Potomac rebounds. Back the other direction here. McKenna walks the baseline now, or walks the volleyball line, I should say. Ashlyn Ackerman. Over to Bullington. Kenna Ackerman, top of the arc inside. Jamison. Jamison, baseline put up, no good. She'll go to the line to shoot two. That's going to be on Bennett. Bennett's third. Bennett with 17 points of her own this evening, leading the Westville Tigers scorers. First shot by Jamison is no good. She's one for three tonight from the line. Sapp will have a seat, and for Westville will be Chloe Cox. Second shot, no good. That one goes out of bounds, last touch by Westville. So Franzen will inbound it with a 1:55 left, a 13-point lead for the Lady Trojans. They get it into Bullington, left wide open for three. Too much iron, though. Duke gets the rebound. Here's Bennett. She loses control of it. We're going to have a jump ball. That's going to favor Armstrong Potomac. Send it back the other direction. So Franzen inbound. Full court press for Westville here. We'll clear it out. They get up to Bullington. Bullington to Franzen. Franzen back to Bullington. Bullington will go to the left side. Take it up baseline. Feeds Franzen underneath. Back out. Kenna Ackerman to put up. No good. Rebound by Westville. 1:20 left. 13-point lead for the Trojans. Time of the essence for the Westville Tigers. Inbound at their end of the floor. That is going to be foul number four on McKenna Ackerman. Duke will inbound for Westville. 76 seconds left in regulation. Here's Bennett over to Bowling. Bowling long two off the front of the iron. No good. And Russell falls, gets away from her, and it rolls out of bounds. So it will be Armstrong Potomac on the inbound. That sequence took another 2-3 seconds off the clock there, and That may have been the last gaps there for Westville. And consciousness of where she was at on the floor. She was back in the backcourt violation. So Duke to inbound here for Westville. They get it into Bennett. 1 minute left. Russell back to Duke, back to Russell. To Sapp, inside to Bennett. Turn around, put up, falls short, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. That's gonna be a foul on Franzen. Franzen's third of the evening. Bennett to shoot two. She's flawless from the line tonight, 7 of 7. Gwen's first shot is up, it's good. Eighteen points for Gwen Bennett. Second shot on the way. That one off the front of the iron, no good. So she's stuck at 18. 12-point lead for AP. Here's Ashlyn Ackerman. She'll fall back. Westville's going to have to foul. Over to McKenna Ackerman. Inside Ashlyn Ackerman. She has to chase it down. It goes baseline. That's going to be a foul courtesy of Mackenzie Russell. That'll be her second. With a lot of fouls to give, they're going to have to do a lot in a very, very short amount of time here. Inbounds, and that one knocked out of bounds by Dodson. Olin comes back in. Duke will come out. Franz in the inbound. Gets it in to McKenna Ackerman, over to Ashlyn Ackerman. Overshot a three attempt. Saved from going out of bounds and through everybody. And finally, Sapp comes up with control of it. 12 seconds left. Boland over to Dodson. The three on the way is good by Gwen Bennett. And it's going to end 43-34. Westville ends their two-game win streak. Armstrong Potomac wins their 14th of the season. And we have your State Farm agent Ross Webb post-game show coming up with a look at your Frank's House of Color painting the floor point totals, a look at your Surf Pro Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule. It's all coming up on WITYradio.com and the WITY radio app. Back in a few minutes.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your home project list is growing. And where are you going to go? To the big box store?
Where are all the carts?
You need a buggy?
No. Since 1972, Frank's House of Color has been Danville's home for PPG paints and a wide array of flooring options. A full line of Pittsburgh, Benjamin Moore, Weather King self-priming, and don't forget flooring options like Casabella and Paramount luxury vinyl tile. Don't get caught on the way out of the door.
Sir, I need to see your receipt.
Visit Frank's House of Colors across from the riverfront at 219 West Main in Danville.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside outside of school and extracurricular activities.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Back for your State Farm agent, Ross Webb. Post-game show, if insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and get back in good graces with your insurance. And make sure you reach out to a good neighbor. He is at 711 Oak Street in Danville. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Ross Webb is there. It is a win tonight for the Armstrong Potomac Lady Trojans. They move to 14-11 with a 43-34 victory over the Westville Tigers on Westville Senior Night. Chad Baker with you. Let's take a look at the Frank's House of Color painting the floor. Paint the floor, paint the walls, paint the entire house with paint from Frank's House of Color. Across from the riverfront, downtown Danville. Westville Tigers had 7, 8, 9, and 10 for their 34. Led in scoring by Gwen Bennett, 21 points this evening. She had 3 three-pointers, went 7 of 8 from the line. Really put the scoring on her shoulders here this evening. They added 4 points from Madison Duke. She had a three-pointer and went 1 for 3 from the line. 4 points for Taryn Bolin. He had 2 points for Bella Dodson and 2 points for Mackenzie Russell, who had a pair of free throws on her evening. 1 point from Madison Sapp. She went 1 for 2 from the line. For Armstrong Potomac, 8-17, 12-6 for their 43. It was 19 points from Ashlyn Ackerman tonight. She had 3 three-pointers, went 0-for-2 from the line. 12 points added by Chesney Franz, and she had a pair of three-pointers and went 2-for-2 from the line. 6 points from Isabel Bullington, both on three-pointers. Three-pointer from McKenna Ackerman for her three, and Elle Jamison with 3 points. She went 0-1-for-4 from the line tonight. It was 8-7 after one with Armstrong Potomac in the lead, then a 25-15 score at half. It was 37-24 after three, and then 43-34 the final. In fact, Westville outscored Armstrong Potomac 10-6 in that final frame, but it was a series of runs in this contest. You had an 8-0 run by Armstrong Potomac. Westville responded with a 6-0 run, then a 6-0 run from Armstrong, and then eventually a big 11-0 run that really pushed it out. Early on, Westville would get it back within three, then a 14-0 to really salt it away for Armstrong Potomac, and it was that three from Gwen Bennett there in the last seconds to knock it back down to a single-digit win tonight. But a good one here for the Armstrong Potomac Trojans. 43-34 your final in your OSF Healthcare courtside girls basketball game this evening. Let's look at your Frank's House of Color painting the floor. We will be back with a look at your ServPro of Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule that is coming up on your State Farm agent Ross Webb post-game show. WITYRadio.com, the WITY radio app, presented by OSF Healthcare and courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy, too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
When you need hardware help, where do you go? Skip the big box store and get expert advice at Latos Hardware. The Latos family has been providing knowledge and service for over 70 years. They can help you find the right part for any project right away, offering window screen repair, cast iron cookware, unique gifts, and those hard-to-find parts. They're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday till 3. Let the experts work for you at Latos Hardware, 147 North State Street in Westville.
Illinois winters can be harsh, and frozen pipes that burst can cause serious damage to your home or business. When disaster strikes, trust ServPro to make it like it never even happened. Their trained professionals with over 30 years of experience are ready to respond 24/7, minimizing damage and ensuring a seamless restoration process. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077 or visit servprovermilioncounty.com.
Back here for your State Farm agent Ross Webb post-game show. The final here, 43-34, a win for Armstrong Potomac tonight. Other games going on in the conference tonight. It's a couple of good ones. You've got the conference on the line tonight up in Watseka. Watseka Milford hosting Sister Park Christ Lutheran. You've got another good one over in Catlin tonight. Salt Fork hosting BHRA. You've got two games tonight, one on the boys' side, one on the girls' side for Iroquois West. Boys' side hosting Chrisman. The girls' side making the trip down to take on St. Joseph Ogden. Hoopston is at GRF, Georgetown Ridge Farm. Oakwood at Schlarman tonight. Another good one going on in Lincoln Prairie tonight. Tri-County hosting Heritage. Then Paris making the trip down Route 1 to Mount Carmel. We'll have all the results late night tonight, WITYRadio.com. Playback in the morning for your 7:15 local sports rundown with Chuck in the morning on all of our platforms. And then part of the week that was the week that will be in area sports this Saturday morning as part of the Saturday Sports Connection presented by ServPro at Vermilion County on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY app presented by, as I mentioned, ServPro Vermilion County, which is bringing you this look at your scoreboard and schedule like it never even happened. And of course me and Coach will have the rundown of what's happening with boys regionals, which will start coming up not next week but the week after, as that is winding down too. Girls regionals starting this Saturday, so their season winding down here the last couple of days with those games that they're trying to get in, final conference matchups, as well as any of the makeups that they can squeeze in here before the end of the week. The final, once again, here from Westville on senior night, it was Armstrong Potomac 43, Westville 34. That's going to do it for our State Farm agent Ross Webb post-game show. Bid you good evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow evening from Armstrong Potomac for boys high school basketball in Chrisman. Good night.
This has been a presentation of WITY Sports.